Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey folks, this is Vic Noble, and I'm the founder of our Coach's Corner service way back in 2006, and I've since been joined by my partner, Darko L.E., who is also our lead coach and the author of a whole bunch of these podcasts, which I highly, highly recommend you listen to if you haven't already, because if you think you've struggled with your trading, you need to hear his story. It's very interesting, very compelling, have a listen if you get a chance. It's been a while since we posted a podcast, and I thought it would be a good idea to do this one in order to kind of address some of the general questions that we get all the time. Basically, they boil down to things like, you know, I've been trading for a while, but not profitably. What do you think I should do to get going? Or how long is it going to take? Or what do I need to do? That kind of stuff. So let me get into this a little bit, and I really hope that you find it helpful, assuming that you're, you know, somebody who's looking to turn the corner in your own trading. So I've been trading for about 40 years now, which makes me old. Anyway, in different asset classes, I've traded, you know, stocks, bonds, futures, Forex. I've had many traders over the years ask me just these questions. You know, what's the best way to go about getting involved in trading? Is it something I can learn on my own? Or is it really necessary to have a trading mentor? Or what should I do? Can I not just learn to trade on my own? And the answer is yes. Yeah, it is possible. But I would say this, make no mistake about it, it is a daunting task. That is an ironclad guarantee. This is a very different animal, this trading. And you're going to go through challenges that you have never felt before, that you've never had to deal with before. Because maybe you've been successful in anything that you've applied yourself toward. And you had straight A's in school, and you know, you're really good at sports or whatever. Well, in this podcast, I'm going to lay out what you can expect when it comes to learning to trade on your own, as well as alternatives such as using a trusted mentor. And you know, like I said, I really hope you find it helpful just to have that contrast. First of all, a little disclaimer here. I want to be quick to say that because we have a mentorship business with myself and Darko, I do not intend for this podcast to be a self-serving rant on why you should join our service, okay? In fact, listen, do some due diligence. Look around. Compare services. Do what looks best for you if you decide to get a mentor at all, okay? This is not a one-size-fits-all business. Find a service that resonates with you and your psychological makeup, their trading style, you know, your connection with them and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, you know, price point is important as well. So having said that, let's get into the topic here, which is to understand, you know, just, well, basically understanding what to expect when you start to learn and, you know, take on the challenge of learning to trade by yourself specifically. I would say that pretty much everyone finds something or someone to help them when they first get started, whether it's a book, could be, maybe it's a YouTube video, maybe you get a course, maybe you get a mentor. You'll find that trading is an endeavor like no other. It is very, very difficult, mostly from a psychological viewpoint. And I say that because anyone can learn trade setups. So for example, in our service, we have very specific and objective rules that we follow for uncovering trading opportunities. That's not the hard part. You know, anybody can learn that. And quite quickly too. But it becomes a challenge for other reasons, and I'll get into those right now. So first off, it is very, very important that you are honest with yourself about your personal makeup, your own personal makeup, your time availability for trading, the most appropriate trading style for you. That means long-term, short-term, okay, all that kind of, and everything in between. Your experience level, and on. So like, for example, the trading methodology that we teach is scalable to any trading style. So for example, say you don't have a lot of time for day trading, maybe you have a job or other stuff going on in your life, then obviously a longer-term approach is more suitable for you. On the other hand, if you want a more active approach where you can get more trade setups and have more trading opportunities, then you'll want to look at short-term trading, meaning day trading. Keep in mind that you do need to be at your computer more, obviously, for these shorter-term setups. Not all day or anything, but at least during some of the active sessions like London and New York, which are the most active, and in Asia to a lesser extent. So the issue can be that if you are not honest with yourself about the best trading style for you, based on the factors I just mentioned, then you can be prone to influence by other trading styles and other people's results. Like when you see someone getting a smashing trade as a long-term trader, you then abandon your plan of being a short-term trader and you jump over to long-term trading. Well, and guess what happens? The long-term trades dry up or have a few losses, and the short-term trades really get going without you. And once you are clear about the trading style that you are committed to, then comes the fun part. How are you going to trade? Okay, like, what are you looking for a setup? Specifically, what's the criteria? What's the rules for a setup? What time frame should you be looking at? Should you look at more than one time frame? And then what happens when you do see a valid setup? What do you do? How much account risk do you take on? Should you use a stop loss in case the price goes against you? A lot of people don't use stops. If so, how much should it be? Or the other kind of, I won't say a problem, but the thing happens, what if price goes in your favor? That's a nice problem to have. But what do you do? Where do you take profit? How do you manage risk? When can you remove risk? All that kind of stuff. What about technical indicators? Like, indicator fascination is a very real thing. People love indicators. Nice flashing lights and lines going on their screen and all that. Looks kind of professional and everything. So, I mean, should you use any technical indicators? I don't know, moving averages are popular, stochastic, MACD, parabolics. Just name them. There's just tons of them. And or should you use technical indicators at all? Okay, how about price patterns? Are there any patterns that are reliable? Ones that give you an edge in your trading? I won't keep going. You get the idea, right? Because I think you can see where this is going. It's obviously pretty overwhelming when you start to consider all the factors that are critical for coming up with a viable trading plan, okay? And by the way, I would say this too, make no mistake about this. If you don't have a trading plan, don't start trading. If you just follow that advice alone, I've just saved you some money, I'm sure of it. I'll say it again, if you don't have a trading plan, don't start trading. Now, can you learn about all of this stuff yourself? Yes, you can. There's a ton of information on the internet about trading. Therein lies the problem. Where do you begin? Who do you trust? What is hype? What's not hype? If you do a quick search on YouTube, you'll find sites that promise to make you rich in a month or less. I mean, some of them are like bizarre. They're crazy. And yet I see a lot of, views and likes and people. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, what do you think about making a lot of money really fast? Okay, like, this is exactly what someone wants to hear, right? You don't want to hear that, you don't want to hear what you need to hear. You don't want to hear that you can look forward to many, many years of trial and error, of heartache, ups and downs. I'm not saying it's going to take this long, by the way. But you don't want to hear the truth of it. Blowing at trading accounts and on and on. And I'm not saying, trying to come off as a big know-it-all here. I can only tell you that based on my many, many years of trading experience and 5.5 years as a futures broker. And believe me, I've seen carnage, folks. Bad things happen. Based on all that, you need to be very, very careful about whose truth, quote-unquote truth, you are listening to and what expectations they are setting. So I'll tell you what I know and what I've learned from my experience, and these are just a few of the truths about trading as I know them. This game requires time at the controls, period. And really, that's not a lot different than getting good at anything, is it? Okay, time at the controls, you got to have it. Like learning to get good at anything else, for that matter. Like, it just takes a willingness to learn, dedication, it takes commitment, perseverance, it takes focus. Learning to lose, that's a big one. You need to learn to lose because that will happen with trading and embracing the odds game that this is. Okay, and if you have a good odds trade setup, meaning it has a better chance of making money more often than not, then over time, that setup is profitable. Okay, not every time, but over time. By the way, just to go back, I wanted to mention something about learning to lose. That's a tough one for a lot of high-achieving people. They're not used to losing. And the market doesn't care about you winning or losing. And that's a tough one for a lot of people to get over who have had high achievement in other areas of their life. Just thought I'd mention that one. Here are a few more truths as I know them. There's going to be frustrations. There will be feelings of overwhelm. There will be feelings that you just want to quit. But if you know this, before you start trading, you will be infinitely better off. Okay, I'm not saying all these things to discourage you at all. In fact, I want to encourage you to understand these things. Understand that there's going to be a learning curve and go from there. You'll be in such a better position to get up and running profitably more quickly. And getting up and running more quickly is one of the main reasons for having a mentor. I would say this about any trading system. It should be as objective as possible. And by the way, nothing is always 100% objective, but find something that's very close to 100% and it will make your job so much easier. The trading system should obviously show positive results over a long period of time. So for example, my partner Darko records what are called pre-market analysis videos each week, and he shows trade setups in advance, not after the fact, with a complete analysis, exactly why it's a trade setup, and exactly where he's looking to buy or sell, where the stop's going to go. And these are all recorded and archived, so there's no faking it or hiding it. You know, if you have a losing trade, you can't hide from it, right? Nothing like that. Whether or not a trader actually takes the trades that he shows in his PMAs, or how they handle the trade once they're in it, is where variations will occur in results. And it's always going to be that way because of differences in risk tolerance, trade management, and other psychological factors. That's why no two traders ever get the same results. Now let's get back to the question of learning how to trade on your own. The alternative to learning on your own is to hire a mentor, and I'll say it again, who you entrust with your money and to teach you is an important choice for you. You obviously want to get the right info and honest information, you know, not a bunch of, I don't know, hype and false promises and all that kind of stuff. I think that one of the biggest questions that I come across is like, how long is it going to take me to become a profitable trader? And the truth is there's just no exact answer for this. And that's obviously due to differences between traders when it comes to time commitment and focus. But you know, at the end of the day, I'd say this, you need to give yourself an honest chance. That means adequate time to gain a grasp on the concepts that the mentor is teaching. Like you need to truly understand it and go over examples multiple times, over and over and over. Repetition is just so important so that trade setups become second nature to you. And this is going to take at least, I don't know, I'll throw a number out. I'll say several months. And again, depending on commitment by the students, it's just going to take a bit of time. Say 3 months, might be more, might be less, at which point you should be gaining more and more confidence. And then you can move on to trading small lot sizes and getting your feet wet with real money in real time. And of course, progress from there. Because listen, there's no point in throwing your good hard-earned money at the markets without having a clue what you're doing. It just makes no sense. And yet it's very, very common. So it's important to know your lane. That means what approach suits you best, whether it's day trading, swing trading, etc. And, you know, then you need to truly commit to that. What you don't want to do is become a system jumper. That will never work. Okay? If you find yourself chasing systems now, you need to stop doing that. It's usually not so much the system as it is the mentality of the trader, because maybe they had a few losses and they think that, well, you know, there must be something better than this out there. Or maybe they got bored waiting for a setup because they hadn't had a trade for a few days. Or in the case of a longer term trading, maybe it's been a week or two, right? It can happen. And it will test your patience and it will test your resolve and your commitment to the process. Now, if you listen to our other podcast, you'll find a lot of them from Darko, who went through what I can only describe as pure hell on his way to becoming consistently profitable. And this gets back to the value of finding a mentor. You know, it's the same old, you've heard the expression, why reinvent the wheel? Follow someone who's already having success, who has already been through the ringer, who's always been already been through some setbacks, or even worse, some very bad times, and who have come out the other end successful. Find out what they did and what changed for them that made the difference. Okay, so listen, I'll leave it at that. And listen here, I really want to encourage you to consider what I've said in this podcast, because no matter what you do or who you decide to mentor you, or even if you decide to get a mentor, I know that what I've told you will be helpful. Don't just blindly open an account and start throwing money at it. Okay? So I'll finish with this here. The reason I became a trading coach and why I started the Coach's Corner way back in 2006, and I think it's important for you to know this, is that after being a futures broker for 5.5 years, I knew, and I say knew in capital letters, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I could make a difference for people. At the very least, I could keep them from blowing their trading account, putting the brakes on, like just get things figured out before you start, you know, going nuts trading and clicking in and out of trades. You can't imagine how many people I've worked with over the years who burned their trading accounts so unnecessarily. So stopping the bleeding is job one. And beyond that, you know, once you learn how to identify valid high odds trading setups, you can start to turn the ship around and, you know, heading in the right direction instead of into a big storm. Okay. So thank you so much for listening, everybody, all you guys and girls out there to this podcast. You know, I really appreciate it. We really appreciate it, both Darko and I. And of course, I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, feedback, or if we can help you in some other way, just send me an email, Vic Noble. My email address is vicnoble@forexmentor.com. It's VicNoble. @forexmentor.com. Actually, it's in the text below this audio or in the email that you received. So thank you again, and I wish you all the very best in your trading. Take care.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.